Mother Buscall had evaded Viola. She stood on the sidelines with Rossano the Badger Babe and O'Rocha's three young owls in the straw-lined wheelbarrow, enjoying the sun. The rest of the Abbey Dibbons crowded round, hanging on her apron strings, in the absence of anyone else to mind them. Together they listened to the Major address his troops.
Righto, chaps. For those who don't know me, let me introduce myself. I'm Major Perigord Habil Sinistra, of the Salamandastran Long Patrol, commanding this entire operation. Now, your orders will probably reach you through your own leaders and chieftains. Now, I'll make this as short as possible, what? There's 1,000 rapscallions sweeping up country, and Redwall Abbey's in their path. So, to save the place, I've arranged for the jolly old fracas to take place elsewhere. Now, according to Tornock, the blighters are on the move, and we've found the ideal place to meet them head-on. So, that's what we'll jolly well do, if you follow me. As you know, we'll be outnumbered by more than 3-1, but by jingo, we won't be outclassed. We won't be outfought, and as long as I can stand with a sabre in me paw, we won't be driven backward a single pace.
Every creature listening leapt up, cheering and brandishing their weapons.
No surrender! No retreat!
Your ear! Stiff on the wind!
Boy, okay, they were for it.
Perigord gestured for silence.
Thank you, friends. But as you know, not all of us will come marching home. War is war, and that is a fact. So, if there are any of you with families or young'uns to look after, well, no beast will think less of you if you go home to them now.
A rough-looking otter stood up.
Begging your pardon, Major, but I got a wife and little uns, and if I didn't go with you, then I'd think less of myself, because we ain't fighting the vermin just to protect Redwall. We're facing them to make the land safe and rid of their kind.
Mother Buscall trundled her barrow full of babes through the army ranks, followed by a flock of Dibbons. She halted in front of the Major and presented him with a cloth bundle.
Indeed to goodness, sir, you can't have an army without a flag to march under. Oh dear, no, you cannot.
Skipper and Arvin unrolled the bundle. It was a dark green tablecloth with a big red letter R embroidered upon it. Inside the bundle was another smaller package, which Buscall gave to Perigord.
It ain't velvet, sir,
the old squirrel mother said, shrugging awkwardly.
But mayhap 'twill be of service.
Arvin grabbed the long pike and began fastening the flag to it.
Here, Skip, lend a paw. You can tie better knots than me.
The banner was lashed to the pike staff, and Arvin waved it high over the crowd. Back and forth it fluttered in the sunlight as the massed shouts rose to a concerted roar.